This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Fighting continued Saturday in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. VOA's Heather Murdoch is there. She has this report.
Over the course of the evening, there was heavy fighting. We heard bombs around 3 a.m., 5 a.m., and even this morning. Just about 20 minutes ago, we could hear heavy fighting over on this side of the neighborhood, and we are expecting it to continue throughout the day. This area that we're in right now is controlled by Ukrainian forces, Ukrainian police, and we have some NGO workers from the Red Cross here as well. But we are not entirely aware of what's going on in the entire city, and we do believe that Russian forces have moved in closer to the center of the city. We'll see what the rest of the day brings. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
That is Heather Murdoch of VOA. Russian forces pounded Ukrainian cities with artillery and cruise missiles.
As you can see, we are at
cruise missiles on Saturday for a third day, running but a defiant President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the capital's Kyiv remained in Ukrainian hands. As hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fled westward toward the European Union, top Russian security official and ex-president Dmitry Medvedev said Moscow's military operations would be waged relentlessly until their goals were achieved. Refugees fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine continued to pour across its western borders on Saturday, with around 100,000 reaching Poland in 2 days, finding temporary sanctuary in sports halls and train stations. As Russian forces launched coordinated cruise missile and artillery strikes on several cities, including the capital, Kyiv, fearful families thronged European borders hoping to enter Poland, Slovakia, Romania, and Hungary. More on all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is revisiting expelling Russia from the global bank-to-bank payment system known as SWIFT as the next step in a series of escalating sanctions punishing Moscow for the unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden initially held back on this crucial step that would isolate Russia on the world stage and have a serious impact on its economy due to the concerns of European allies. But those concerns appear to be eroding Saturday as Russian forces move to encircle the Ukrainian capital. Ukraine has lobbied for a swift ban on Russia, but some nations are hesitant to take that step. The United States announced Friday it would freeze the assets of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, following similar steps taken by the European Union and Britain as nations around the world sought to tighten sanctions against Russia's government over the Ukraine invasion. Meanwhile, pro-Ukraine protests erupted across the world on Saturday as thousands took to the streets from London to Rome to Barcelona to denounce Russia's assault on its neighbor. Moscow's invasion has sparked global outcry and prompted punishing sanctions from the West. On Saturday, rallies were held in cities across the world to join the chorus of condemnation and urge an end to the bloodshed. Switzerland saw thousands of people gather across the country, including about 1,000 outside the United Nations European headquarters in Geneva. In Russia's neighbor Finland, thousands of people gathered in the capital, Helsinki, shouting out, "Russia out, down with Putin." More than 1,000 demonstrators answered the call of trade unions and NGOs in central Rome, huddling around a podium bearing the words, "Against war." Afghanistan's main universities reopened on Saturday, 6 months after the Taliban returned to power, but only a trickle of women went back to now segregated classes. Most secondary schools for girls and all public universities were shuttered following the Taliban's August 15th takeover, sparking fears that women would be barred from education, as happened during the first rule of the hardline Islamists from 1996 to 2001. Taliban insists they will allow girls and women to be educated this time around, but only in segregated classes and according to an Islamic curriculum. 18 people were reported missing at sea Saturday when their boat disappeared near the Malaysian holiday island of Langkawi, according to officials. The Coast Guard said the boat, believed to be carrying 14 anglers and 4 crew, went missing nearly 10 nautical miles west of the Baras Basah Island next to Langkawi. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.